Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I sure am glad you did. We're rolling right along with the week here, and I am very, very excited about our guest today. She is a phenomenal singer-songwriter, and I just heard her music and was blown away. And so I'd like to welcome Spade to the show. Spade, how are you?
Hey, how are you? I'm great, thank you.
I'm all turned around. I'm a little starstruck, you know.
You're so funny.
No, but it's very, very cool. I really dig your new EP that just came out, what, a couple weeks ago, right? Or like a week ago.
Literally, no, more like a day, like days ago. It was just crazy.
Oh,
I guess it's
my
a week. God. It's crazy, I know. It's crazy. But thank you.
Well, I've been checking it out on Spotify and whatnot, and been sharing the lyric video for The Hardest Thing, and I'm just blown away, just blown away. Fantastic work, fantastic work.
Oh my gosh, that means a lot. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. I call it like I see it. Tell us a little bit about Spade. You're from Toronto, right?
Yes.
Toronto area. And
the six, yeah. Born and raised, baby. Yeah.
Nice. I lived in Canada when I was a million years ago, probably before you were born. But a million years ago, my dad got a job in Chatham, or his job.
Oh my gosh,
job!
Yeah.
So I loved it up there. I discovered much music and all that, and way better
than
TV.
Oh my gosh.
Sure it was. I don't know if it still
is. No, for sure. That's awesome. That's dope.
Yeah. And Tim Hortons and all of it.
Oh, yeah.
Rush
Tim,
and coffee.
You can't. You cannot replace Tim Hortons.
No, I'm telling you.
See, like, every time I go to the place, I'm like, I'm not a Dunkin' girl. Like, I just can't be a Dunkin' girl. I'm sorry.
No, it's true. It's true. I went to college in Boston, and there's, like, a Dunkin' Donuts on literally every corner, sometimes across the street from each other. And I'd always tell people, I'm like, you guys don't know, man. You need to go north of the border there, you know, get you a chocolate glazed donut and a cup of coffee.
Yes, that's my fave too. A chocolate glazed donut. That's the best. Oh my God. This is amazing.
So let me ask you this. When you were a youngster, a young lady, did you know performing was going to be in the cards for you? I mean, were you one of these girls that, you know, went to dance class and singing class and all this and that? What did you think?
Yeah.
How did this all come about?
It's funny you say that. I really do think, like, because a lot of people ask, like, when did you realize you wanted to do this? And I'm like, honestly, I don't think I had, like, a revelation. I woke up one day and was like, this is what I want to do. I think I just always immersed myself in this kind of stuff. Like, when I was young, I was like a firecracker, and my mom was like, okay, we need to put you in dance class to like let out energy.
Nice.
Like, I can't do this. Glad she did.
Well, three cheers for your
That's
mom, right?
Started. Sorry? Yeah, no, for sure.
I said
no,
three.
For sure.
Yeah, driving you around and getting it going. Now, I have to ask, this is such a stereotypical thing. Being in Canada, was it dance at first, or was skating, or both?
No, it was dance first. I've skated, but like, no, I'm not like a hardcore Canadian. My roots are actually Italian, which is so funny. So,
yeah?
Like, I find that like a lot of the stuff that I did culturally, I guess, was stemmed from that, because like, you know, my grandparents were from Italy and stuff. So hockey wasn't, or skating wasn't in the cards just yet. But yeah,
I gotcha.
It was dance. Yeah, I started with dance. I started with ballet and like jazz, like hip hop, got the energy out. And then when I was about, six or seven, my mom noticed I started like singing a lot, and she asked me, she was like, "Do you want to like do singing lessons?" And I was like, "Yeah, let's do it." So I just started taking singing lessons, and then I went to a performing arts high school, and then I actually went to college for music. So like I was just always immersed in it. So I feel like it was just always something that I wanted to do. Yeah, I was super lucky. I've had really supportive parents.
That's fantastic. You know, you mentioned the Italian thing. My fiance is Italian American, and she Yeah, thanks. Yeah, since we got together a few years back, I've been introduced to all this Italian stuff.
I'm telling you, it's good.
The
eh?
Feast of the Seven Fishes at Christmas. I'm down for any celebration with the word feast in it. You know.
Yeah, you have to be prepared.
I kind of joke. I give her a hard time. Her parents, no, it isn't like a big trip. Her parents live three blocks away from us, of course, you know.
Typical.
So Sunday, the Sunday dinner and whatnot. So we'll go over there and this and that. And with the upcoming stuff, the nuptials, we're over there a lot. Anyway, Danny goes to say goodbye to her parents, I call it the Italian goodbye because it lasts about a half an hour. You can't just say goodbye and leave. We have
And
they live three blocks away. It's not like we haven't seen them.
Yes, honestly, it's a thing. Oh, I love that you brought that up.
So it's a good natured ribbing, Love them all to death. Now, see, my family were just like, God, when are they going to leave? Get them out. Get out of here.
Yeah, oh my gosh. That's so funny.
So, growing up, here you are. You're in all of these cool arts, high school and stuff, and then college and everything.
Yeah.
And I mean, because you're pretty serious about this. And I have to say, your vocal range, especially for pop music, is phenomenal. You can definitely tell what you're doing,
thank you. No, that means a lot that you say that. I actually started, it's funny. A lot of people don't know this, and I don't usually to talk about this too much, but I actually started with opera. I started training classically, and I think that really helped to develop my pop voice because I just got so much range because I had such good technique that I could just, go for it healthily, and I'm all about that, singing healthily, longevity, so I feel like having those roots were really good for me.
Oh, it's fantastic. Now, it's interesting, we talked about, you just released a self-entitled EP, and a lot of people, Spade, in your business, now I'm not in the music business, I'm a painter by trade, I paint pictures of people for a living, I'm a civilian. I'm a big listener to music. I love all kinds of music. And especially since doing the show here. So, you kind of pick up on trends and stuff. And a lot of people will go the single route. They'll just release single and after single and do it that way. I think it's a little more economical for a lot of people. And I don't know. There's not as much pressure. You know what I mean? You decided to release a single, but then an EP as well. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. No, it just felt right. I did debate, should I release all four as singles? I don't know. I even, had cover art design for each song because I just wasn't sure. But I just felt I feel like this is odd. What other way to just, link them all together and have it, self-entitled? That's just so awesome to me. I don't know. I feel like there's so much time to promote and share each individual song by what comes after. So lyric videos or music videos, stuff like that. I just feel like it was cool to just have something right out the gate, like a first EP. I just wanted to go big or go home,
I gotcha. I think it's very smart. And it's strong material. The work is there. The work is there, and it's very it's good. It's real.
Thank
good.
You so much. I really appreciate that.
Absolutely. Now, as a pop artist, do you anticipate, you know, like, are people going to be starting doing remixes and whatnot of your stuff? Or are we going to hear the, you know, progressive trance next?
I would love
next,
that.
Or
that would be,
gang?
No, like, yeah, no, I would love that. That's, I always welcome people to explore artistic things with other outlet, with like other outlets that are like already exist. If that makes sense, you know, like if a DJ wants to remix my song, go ahead. Like that would be sick. I love to hear like covers and stuff. Cause that's where I started, right? I started by covering like Lady Gaga songs, you know, and it's important to just allow other people to express themselves through art. I think that would be dope. I think that would be sick.
That's awesome. Spade's going to be at the club, ladies and gentlemen, and it's going to come on. She's going to say, hey, this is my song.
Literally, I'm going to be like, that's my song. Yes.
I better get a free drink.
Right now.
That's right. Oh, that's funny. Yeah. That's funny.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Right now at Sprint, get any next generation Samsung Galaxy phone and get the new Galaxy S10e to use on us with Sprint Flex Lease. The Galaxy S10e has a pro-grade camera for effortless pro-quality images. Visit a local Sprint store, sprint.com/Samsung, or call 800-SPRINT-1. Galaxy S10e, $31.25 per month, second phone $0 per month after $31.25 per month credit. Apply within 2 bills. Requires 2 new lines and 18-month leases. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Excludes tax, subject to credit, $30 activation fee and restrictions. Offer and coverage not everywhere.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you 2 episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Hey there, my name is Paige Beatty, and I am the founder of Hats On and Hats Off, which are 2 separate companies but aligned by the same philosophy of raising cancer awareness and forming smiles. Hats On is a for-profit corporation that sells cancer-specific hats to be proudly worn by you in hopes of raising awareness. A percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Hats Off, which is a nonprofit corporation raising money to buy wigs for cancer patients who can't afford them. That's where we're forming smiles. I believe cancer has touched almost everyone's lives in one way or another, a friend, a family member, a friend of a friend. So please visit our website, www.hatsonhatsoff.com, to learn how you can help raise awareness and form smiles.
Roxgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
Now, as a, you know, a serious musician and whatnot, too, I imagine, do you have routines that you do to keep your voice in check and all of that? And I mean, it seems that you're very serious with this, you know?
I am, yes. These are such good questions. You're like really, you're a great interviewer, if that's a word.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. Yes. I have a lot of things that I do to maintain a healthy voice. I love steaming. I don't know if you've seen those like machines that are designed to steam like your voice, but I have a steamer that literally covers my mouth and it blazes like hot steam. And I do it almost every day, every other day. It just, because it goes right to your vocal folds. Yeah, it just goes right to them, right? There's nothing blocking them. Yeah, so I just find that it coats them, it keeps them healthy. Yeah, that's one of my favorites.
Well, there you go. Anybody listening that wants to get serious about singing, get you a steamer, man. That sounds so cool.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Amazon is a wonderful place.
Awesome. That is
yeah.
So no, you know, but you do. I'll tell you, this last summer I had a thing. I'm an old man, Spade. You know, I've been doing my gig for a long time.
No.
And it's very true. I got this weird thing, and this was scary to me, but everybody else will probably laugh about it. Where I got really, really bad pain in my arm that I paint with, and I wound up going to the doctor and stuff, and they're like, "Well, Jamie, you got tennis elbow. You know, you do repetitive motion for 9 hours at a time every day. It's gonna, you know, things happen." So they gave me a shot and showed me some stretching things that I do every morning now, but it all worked out and it's all great. But it scared me because I was like, because in my business, you know, if the arm stops moving, money stops happening.
Yeah, for sure.
My wrinkly dog's looking at me going, "Papa, you better get it together. But I understand what you're saying. You have to take your instrument, is your voice. And I would imagine, I mean, so important to take care of that, you know?
No, for sure. And we use it every day. Like, we speak every day. So it's hard sometimes because it's not like a saxophone or you know, like where you could just like put it away or get it cleaned. You know, it's like, it's harder sometimes, especially if you have problems with it. So that's why you have to be very mindful and educate yourself. That's another thing. Like, I'm a little bit of a nerd, so like I wanted to know about the pedagogy of it to make sure that I was like I had a basis of like what was going on, you know, when I'm doing this. So, but yeah, it kind of comes with like experience too, right? And how serious you want to be, of course.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, you gotta take care of your tools. You know, there's a reason dancers wear leg warmers. You know, it's
yes,
gotta keep that stuff in check, you know, and working because you use it. Amazing. Now, the first single off the self-titled Spade EP, which is available on all streaming platforms, folks. It's on Spotify. I've been listening to it on Spotify, and I'm sure it's on all the other stuff as well.
It's on all the other stuff.
The Hardest Thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, tell us a little bit about The Hardest Thing. How did The Hardest Thing come about?
Yes. So, okay. This was so funny. This was actually I have a great manager and he's so amazing. And he set up for me to go to LA to meet these producers, right? To work on these songs, of course. And it was my first trip to LA ever. Okay. I've never been to LA before. So I was like nervous, right? And it was my first writing session. And this was the first song that I wrote in that entire trip to create music. And it's so funny because I was like, who would have thought that this, the first song that I wrote would be a single, you know? But yeah, I worked with this producer named Bantu, he's such a fantastic person and so talented. And I had a very clear vision of what kind of production aspects I liked, you know? And, I made sure that I was very clear and he would bounce back ideas and we started getting like a beat going. And when it came to lyrics, I had a little song book or like idea book, I guess. And I wrote a quote for like inspiration. And this song stemmed from this quote. I wrote, "It's hard to walk away from something you want when you know it's not right." I don't know how that came about. It just popped up in my head because at first I thought, ooh, that would be a good song lyric. Like, let me just write it down. But I then discovered like this is a good concept. So, and you know, it was from like personal experience, you know, like it could be, and everyone can relate to it, like relationships, friendships, anything. And then we started writing a song and I at first kind of thought that it would be more like a sad ballad sort of beautiful thing. So when it kind of just took a turn and became this like upbeat groove, I was like, okay, I dig this. I'm glad that this just went in this direction, you know? So it was awesome. And yeah, I feel like the depth of the lyric is still there, even though the song is super upbeat. And I feel like it's better that way because I feel like people can relate to it more. Because, you know, if it's so somber, not everyone wants to, usually most of the time people like to groove when they listen to music, you know? So I feel like it could be interpreted however you want. So yeah, it stemmed from that quote. And I think that was, I just think it's cool that like the first single I release is the first song I wrote ever going to LA. Cause usually when you hear about artists like writing the first song that they went on their big solo trip, they're like scrapped or like they're just an idea or to get their toes wet. But I was like, nope, this is the one, you know? So I think it's cool.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Now I have to ask, because the EP does, you know, there's a journey on the EP of, you know, relationships and all this and that and how they go sometimes. And was it biographical? And if so, does the person know that they're, you know, immortalized in song?
Oh, my gosh. I don't think so. Maybe like if they heard, they're probably like, oh, but it's not just one person. There's like a, you know, there's a couple of experiences in there, but it also could be friendships. Like, I don't know. You never know, but definitely hardest thing or there's definitely one song. I call it like, it's not really a diss track, but I feel like so badass saying, yo, it's my diss track, but it's not. Sirens, because it's literally, the song is about like hearing the warning signs of a relationship that I straight up was like, this person, I'm writing a song about this damn experience and we're gonna do it. Do you know what I mean? So, but hardest thing has definitely more wiggle room, I think.
Oh man, that is funny. That is
so funny. I know.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo, tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime, and treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit makingcancerhistory.com.
You know, and it's cool. Well, your music's very relatable. You know, there's something to it that, people you don't even know, I'm sure, listen to it and go, oh, wow, how did she have such insight into what's going on in my life?
Thank
you. Know?
Yeah. Right? I'm like a fortune teller. I like to read minds.
Exactly. Good musicians are like that, you know? Good musicians are like that. Even my old self, you know, I can listen to. You mentioned Lady Gaga before. I've listened to one or two Lady Gaga. I'm like, I know where she's coming from.
Yeah.
I've been there.
Totally. You
know. Another thing I really like about, especially about The Hardest Thing, is it's one of those tracks that I'm going to hear a couple years from now, and I'm going to think, 2020. I'm gonna be transported back. You know, it's just one of those what I call a placeholder track. You know that in your life, there's certain tracks, not all tracks, not all music's like that. But you'll hear a track and you go, oh man, I you know, I'm there, baby, and you remember.
Right.
And I just got by hear The Hardest Thing. So it's a great track. You know,
thank you so much.
Oh, absolutely. You know
really
what? We've been talking about it. Let's play it and let everybody hear it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. This is The Hardest Thing by Spade.
Going up, going down, filling up, filling my body. Don't you stop, look around, this is our party. And I hate to have you leave. when I have you here with me. Spend a day, wake up late, and I still wouldn't be sorry. Boy, don't you leave, you better bring that back, bring that back. It's all good to me, let me see you move like that, move like that. We got too into it, and there's some things we can't forget. We got too into it, and after all we did, you're the hardest thing to let go, hardest thing to let go. You're the hardest thing to let go, hardest thing to let go. Don't take your love away, cause I need that thing like every day. Don't take your love away, cause I need that thing like every day. Take your time, let me feel every sensation. Out of night, here with me, and I need patience. No such thing as too close. Some vibes we can't control. Not a care in the world, and I swear I wouldn't change it. Boy, don't you leave, you better bring that back, bring that back. It's all good to me, let me just move like that.
I told you, ladies and gentlemen, that's the hardest thing by Spade. Spade, I love it. I love it so much.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it almost lends itself. I don't want people to email me and tell me what a creep I am, but or how off I am on this.
Oh my god, you're so funny. Oh my gosh.
It almost has like a tropical house vibe to it, that beat in the background. You know what I mean?
You know what's funny? I've been getting that a lot. A lot of people are like, I love the tropical vibe of it. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Like, I just didn't even realize. I didn't even clue in. Because I just love listening to that type of stuff. I think it's the European in me, like, straight up.
I'm telling you.
She's like,
yeah, of course it's tropical. You know, it was written in the winter of Toronto.
I know, right? You know,
minus 45 up. No.
Straight up.
It's cool. It's very cool. It is European sounding almost, though. But not like over pretty. Some of the problem with European, especially EDM dance music, and not all, but a lot of it can be overproduced, you know, and you listen to it and you're like, yeah, okay. And,
when I went in the studio, I made it very clear. I was like, I'd rather do like 100 takes than use the hardcorest, if that's even a word, auto-tune.
Right.
You know, like
no.
I would rather get it right. You know,
that's the thing.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, you've got one of those voices that, and the training to back it up, which is, it comes through, definitely comes through. Believe me, I've heard artists. And I don't want to say any, you know, any names, but when I've heard artists, they're like, you might want to check that out. There's some good program. No.
Oh my gosh. No shade, but
Oh, but you don't have that problem. So it doesn't matter. It's here or there. And it saves a lot of money on production.
I'm telling you. Yep. I mean, it doesn't save time. Because if you want to get it perfect, but you know what? At the end of the day, it does. You're right.
No, that's awesome. That is awesome. Now, so this was all recorded in L.A. You went out there and went. How long were you out there? A couple weeks?
Yeah. I was actually still in my undergrad degree at university.
Okay.
So I
And you took an LA trip like that?
Yeah, so like I would go for like 3 days, write, like constantly, come back. But then I didn't record it right away. I only did demos right away because I wanted to work on it with my voice coach because I wanted to like make sure that I would get it. So I worked on it for like a month or two, went back to LA, and then laid down the vocals. So I made
very
like two
cool.
or three short trips to LA because I was just still in school, right? And I wanted to finish my degree. Like education's important to me, regardless if you need it or not. You know, I just felt like my education gave me so many tools to just be like
absolutely.
A better performer. Yeah. So yeah,
absolutely.
No, it was funny.
No.
I was like, it was so funny. I was emailing my prof. I was like, hey, can I like leave for 3 days?
No, is your degree in music, right? In music, or is it something totally unrelated?
No. It's it was in music. It was actually a music theater performance, music theater. But
found
that because of the diverse training, so we were doing singing, acting, and dancing. It all helps with pop, and we also had a pop class. We literally had pop class where we would work with mics, monitors. It was crazy. It was amazing. And for one of our like final exams, we went to this like venue in Toronto and basically did kind of like a Super Bowl performance set length. We would sing like three songs, could be cover songs, could be originals. And we'd have like dancers and like Bee Gees. It was great.
Wow.
And you know
what? Awesome.
Like it helps because you sing and dance at the same time. So when you're, and it trains
right.
your body to do that. So when I want to have like a pop show, I'm good to go. I have the training. I have the stamina. It's a lot of stamina.
Exactly.
But yeah, no, it's so funny. Yeah, I felt like that was the most beneficial thing for me to do to aid my pop career, you know?
Oh, absolutely. I remember being a million years ago, being a kid, being a teenager, and, you know, you're wicked into music and stuff. And I'd go to, I remember discovering, I get to a point where you started seeing the same band a lot. You like this particular band, you go see them 100 times or whatever. And I was so disappointed when I discovered DAT tapes that pre-recorded stuff that some bands would have to use. And I'm like, oh, what is that? I feel so betrayed as a fan, you know? And a friend of mine who was in a band, who was a singer, says, you know what, buddy, why don't you try sliding across the stage there and keeping that same note? And there's quite a lot to that, you know? And
it's hard. I remember going in my basement when I was like training for it, but I'm like nuts. I'm a keener, you know what I mean? So I'm like playing the instrumental tracks of the songs I'm singing and running on the treadmill, and I sound like a dinosaur.
Wow.
Like I'm like, ah, like it was so my mom's just like, whatever, I'm used to this. Like, but it helped. Like it helped, but it's so much work. You have to be so strong to do that stuff. Like that's why I commend people like Gaga, J-Lo, like they're nuts. They dance and sing and go full out, and it's not pre-recorded. Like you can tell, you know.
No,
it's
absolutely.
Crazy. Because they train like crazy, but it's awesome.
You know, it amazes me when I moved out to California to college. I started going to a lot of parties and this and that, and you know, you meet people in the business and whatnot. And one of the things. You know, we all have these preconceived notions of like, you know, oh, performers and they just party all the time and all this and that. No, they go to bed at like 9 o'clock at night and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and they don't take care of themselves because, you know, they can't mess that up. And it's so true. It's so true. I would see, you really don't know people. I mean, I guess I don't want to be the guy who's telling how the magic trick works, you know, but
yeah, right.
I am so impressed with people in your business, just the dedication and the work, you know. Let me ask you a final question. I know we're up against the time and whatnot. And I'm just curious about this because I have a theory on this. Were you involved in athletics and stuff when you were younger, like growing up?
A little bit, yeah. I did dance. So dance was like real, real intense. And I did swimming. And you know what? Swimming helped with my breath support. To like hold notes longer because you're doing a lot of cardio. So that was my thing, swimming. Yeah,
well,
it was great.
That doesn't surprise me. One of the things I've noticed, especially with musicians and performers and whatnot like yourself, is that
one of the things I like about competitive athletics and with young people is it really illustrates and drives home, if you do something enough, you get better at it. You know, if you put in the work, things happen. And the same thing goes with in my gig with painting, and especially in your gig with performing. You know, like you said, you gotta get on that treadmill, baby. You gotta do it. And
I'm telling you, and you have to. You sound like a dinosaur, but you know what? It'll all be good at the end.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Elbae Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrate, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi folks, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
Well, that's just it. And the reason I brought that up is, you know, there's a lot of people that will be listening to this podcast, babe, that want to be doing what you're doing, you know? And I just want, and it's fine, but you got to put the work in. You got to work, you know?
100%. You can't just roll out of bed and snap your fingers and say, I'm going to be Ariana Grande today. Like, no, absolutely not. You know what I mean?
Right.
And sometimes, even, you know what, I'm not, like, not to be shady, but, like, even some artists out there don't do enough work and rely on production, you know? And it's sad. It's kind of sad. Like, sure, you dig the tracks and whatever, but it's sad. Like, you always want a good live show or, like, a decent one at least, you know? So, discipline.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, well, let me ask you this. Are you, I know we're literally, the EP just got released a couple days ago, ladies and gentlemen. But I have to ask, because I want to see any plans in the near future for doing shows and whatnot, getting out and performing on this?
I would,
in support of the EP?
I would love to. I would love to. There's no, just because the EP just came out, I'm really working on promoting it. But I would love to. I think it would be dope. I love Toronto, so to do a show in Toronto would be sick, but I really want to around the world, US, Europe, like, I'm ready, you know, so hopefully, but yeah.
Well, there's nothing wrong with starting out in Toronto. There's nothing wrong with that, you know, ask Drake, ask The Weeknd, you know, I mean,
I know, right?
And a whole million other.
Call my BFF, Drake in the
Exactly. I mean, Toronto's a big city. Toronto, you know, and for those who don't know, and I'm going to really annoy all of the Torontoans. That's not how you say
Torontonians.
Torontonians. It's a big city. I mean, it's like a New York of Canada. It's one of my favorite cities in the world, to be honest with you.
You know what? Just like a random thing. Our rent now is more than New York. Like, how nuts?
Doesn't surprise me.
What?
It's
honestly
because it's nice.
Yeah, it's a nice city. It's clean. It is. It really is. It's dope. Like, it really is dope.
It's great, you know. It's people ask me, they're like, Jamie, you've been around a bit. What are your favorite cities? I'm like, well, I like Paris, I like Toronto, I put Toronto before London. No, I'm definitely
yes.
Gonna be email too.
Yes,
but
Jamie.
It's so true. It doesn't have a crime, you know. I mean, it's
yeah,
nice.
No,
I like it.
It's
and
pretty.
It produces great performers out of there. So like Spade. So there you go.
Yeah. Exactly.
I should mention before we go, ladies and gentlemen, we have links up on our show page, and this episode, of course, will be converted to a podcast and pushed out on all the stuff. These links follow that. So however you're listening to the podcast in the future, you can click on the links will be there, and you can click on them. And Spade's got a cool Facebook and Instagram, of course, and Twitter and all that. And I suggest you get over there, like, and share. If you dig something, chances are your friends are going to dig it as well because, you know, you're friends. You're into the same stuff. And definitely check out Spade. Spade, you've got so much talent and so much ahead of you. I'm just blown away. I'm so glad to meet you.
Thank you.
You know, you got a friend
in South Florida. You're so awesome.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, anytime when you're setting those shows up, you know, we've got a guest.
I
always tell my musician friends this. I'm like, we live at the beach and we've got a guest room. They're like, yeah, whatever, Jamie. And here's where I get them. I'm like, oh, you're on tour? We have a working washer and dryer. They're like, we're there.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny. And,
you know, I got an Italian girl, so there's always good food.
I know. I'm telling you. We make the best food. I'm biased, though. I'm biased, but it's
It is so true. Before I met her, I really wasn't into Italian. Not that I had anything against it. I just, pardon me, hadn't experienced it.
Yeah.
Oh, baby. Good stuff.
You experienced it. Oh, my gosh. That's so funny.
Well, very cool. Well, everybody get over. And, of course, we're adding Spade to our Pop Rocks Radio Spotify playlist. But definitely add her to your playlists as well on Spotify and Pandora and all that. The reason I say all this, ladies and gentlemen, for those who don't know, we live in an algorithm world. And when you like and share stuff and put things in playlists, it all helps. It all helps get the word out. And Spade will have a meeting with the fine folks like over at Clutch 32 Publicity, who she's working with, and, you know, other people and whatnot. And there'll be a big boardroom table and somebody will say, well, what's the engagement? And that all helps.
Yes, it does.
Well, very cool, Spade. Well, hey, it's the middle of the week. You're in Toronto now. Are you in LA now? Where are you at?
I'm in Toronto right now.
Nice.
My home.
Well, you got a full. You probably have a full thing going with the release. I mean, literally came out a couple days ago. So that's.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, it's crazy. It's awesome though.
She's refreshing pages a lot. She's watching numbers. I can feel it. I know what's going on.
Yeah, that's all I do every day. No.
Where are we at?
I have a life, don't worry.
Well, that's awesome. That is awesome. Well, I'll let you get back to it, but I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to be on the show. You're awesome. And if nobody's told you this today, keep doing what you're doing because you're real, real good at it. You know?
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate that.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, this episode will be converted to a podcast and pushed out on all the various social media platforms. Well, we'll even be on Pinterest. How about that? You can learn how to make something out of a palette and listen to the show at the same time. It's fantastic. the big one we're on, we're also on all these podcasting platforms. We're on like 250 of them now. The big one, of course, is Apple Podcast. The show is always free. If you are listening to the show on one of these podcasting platforms or Apple Podcasts, hello in the future, hello from the past, do me a quick favor, though. It helps me, too. Hit that ratings and review. Keeps us up at the top of the page. And, you know, when we're there at the top of the page, when I call our advertisers, they pick up the phone. It's amazing. No, our advertisers are cool. I'm kidding. They're fantastic. So check them out, and we will see you next time. Have a great one, everybody. Thanks so much, Spade. You rock.
Thank you.
Talk to you later.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.